Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled, How to Run a Successful Social Media Campaign Without Spending a Cent. And this is important because in today's marketplace, using social media is very much a part of how you market a business, how you building a website or a storefront on the internet. And using social media to market it is one of the best ways to build a business today. Also, recently, I caught a segment of Undercover Boss. And in one of the segments, he had a manager who actually used social media to hire people or women to pay to be bikini babes in their restaurant. So, unless you try to do something beyond what you have already mastered, you will never grow, said Ralph Waldo Emerson. So, how to run a successful social media campaign without spending a cent. And a lot of this comes from a company called Lead Pages, because part of what they do is they work with business and companies to grow and market their business. So at Lead Pages, we've talked a lot about how to use paid media to promote your business. But what about running an entire free social media campaign? Is it possible? Can you get decent exposure for your business without paying Facebook or Twitter a lot of money? Yes, you can. I asked our social media manager, Sarah Teslin, what strategies she would recommend to anyone who is trying to attract customers using free social media tools. She gave me 3 steps that anyone can follow to take advantage of the power of social media. Step 1, plan your campaign. This is probably the most involved step. However, if you do this right, it will definitely pay off. Have a clear purpose and strategy. There are a lot of questions you need to ask yourself when you're setting up a social media campaign. Answering these questions will help you create your strategy. What do you want out of the campaign? Do you want more likes or followers? Do you want people to opt into your list? Are you launching a new product? Determine your goal and build your campaign. How will this campaign affect your business? How may this campaign affect your business both positively and negatively? For instance, you may get a lot more customers, but you can keep up with the demand that you are producing a product. Are there enough hours in the day to work with all new clients a campaign could bring? If you are offering a service, think about the short and long-term effects your campaign will have and plan accordingly. How will this campaign affect your potential and current customers? You are building a relationship with potential customers and maintaining and improving your relationship with their current customers. You need to think about what each group is getting out of your social media campaign. Will your current customers feel that they'll get something from the campaign? Will potential customers feel like they're becoming a valued part of your community if they share your post or tweet? What can you do to make this campaign a positive experience for both groups? And let me add a little bit to that and tell you a little bit about a website that I'm on, and it's called Co-Promote. And what they do is if you have links to a picture or an article that you post on Twitter or you post on Facebook or Pinterest, they will link it to their site. And then what they do is they help you boost your tweet or picture by having other members on Co-Promote forced to share your article or your tweet on their site, because that's how they get the points to keep promoting their My words are not coming to me right now, but what I'm trying to say is each person has something that they want to promote within their business. And if I, for one, retweet what you have posted, then it puts more eyeballs on your product or your service. And that is the premise under which Co-Promote works. So how will you engage or interest your potential and current customers? Are you offering something of value? Most people are willing to give something, like their email address or a follow or like, in return for getting something they consider to be valuable. So you must think of something that is easy to create and is valuable to your audience. For instance, Are you going to have a Google Hangout and you want to promote it? What about it has a hook that you are offering that people will want to follow up with and keep in touch with you? That is the premise of how social media works and how it can help you in the long run. Because, you know, today businesses start every day. But they are, instead of selling their products in retail stores, they are cutting their overhead by paying more money back to affiliates or distributors who help them promote their product. And one good example of that is in the mobile gaming industry. For instance, you have a lot of people who have referred, for instance, Candy Crush. Everyone has known about Candy Crush simply because it was promoted from friend to friend on Facebook. And once they reached a certain number of people that were on their board, then it was free to play initially. But then if you got up to certain levels, you either had to pay to get to the next level, or you had to refer friends. And when you referred friends, then they had more people playing. And once they reached a certain level, then advertisers started coming to them and offering to pay them to advertise on their board. And it became a $4 billion company in a short amount of time. And then Innovision, which is a gaming company, wanted to get into the mobile gaming industry. So what did they do? They bought out the company that owns Candy Crush for $5.9 million. And there are companies. In fact, there is one company that I'm involved with called Game Loot Network. And what they have done is they have taken and looked at the gaming industry and looked at the fact that it's becoming a $100 billion industry and said, how can we take this same premise and build it through distributors that will help promote our games and share the revenue? So you see, there is so many ways that social media has come into play in how you market any product you have today. What are your key performance indicators? You use key performance indicators or KPIs to measure the success of your campaign. These measurements can include number of retweets or shares, number of new likes or follows, how many people clicked on a link to get a lead magnet or other benefit, number of new leads created by the campaign. According to Sarah, if you have an idea that's engaging and accessible to your customer base, you're off to a great start. So, next thing to think about is how to create a valuable lead magnet. We talk about lead magnets all the time at Lead Pages. They're one of the primary components of our marketing campaigns, so we become experts on these by necessity. When you're creating your lead magnet, think about the following questions. What do your customers care about? What information about your customers can be interesting enough to take action to get it? What appeals to your particular audience or social media? What can you give them that would benefit them? A good lead magnet is usually something you either have on hand or can create quickly, but will be of benefit to your audience. For instance, around here, resource guides are a favorite lead magnet. Everyone wants to have the right tools for whatever they're doing, so a collection of your favorite resources tends to be and go over very well. And let me tell you a little bit about that. I recently became a master life coach. And in looking to market myself as a master life coach, I came across a company called Coaching Websites. And through them, I have been able to build a website that's geared towards the market that I want to reach. And all I had to do, since I already had the domain name, was take and move it from where it was docked with a website on GoDaddy, which was doing nothing for me, to Coaching Websites, take a template that fit my colors and what it was that I wanted to promote, and create and add to the information that they already had there, which talked about life coaching, where I can add my products, my services, and they have all the tools built into the website for social media marketing, because that has become a very big part of how you build a business today, no matter what your business is. For more information on how to create a resource guide, check out our 4-step tutorial. Here are some of the good lead magnet examples. A chapter of your ebook, the first module of your outline course, a coupon for a percentage off on your products or services, a free consultation. And one of the things that I learned is, instead of saying free, say complimentary. What would push them to buy your products or services? Whatever you give away, it needs to be something that will interest them enough to want more. Lead Pages Head of Automation, Chris Davis, likens your lead magnet to a piece of bread that you have sliced off of a loaf. You're offering your potential customers a sample of your product so that once they taste your bread, they want the whole loaf. And let me tell you a little bit about what I'm doing as a life and career coach. One of the things that I'm doing is creating a case study of someone that I have worked with and how, in essence, I can help them and show through what I have done to help someone else to be successful and to go from where they are today to where they want to be in the future, because that is the big step that people don't always have. I remember talking to someone, and I was telling them what I do. And for so many people, they have a great idea, a big idea of what it is that they want to do, but they don't know how to get it from where it is in their head to put it down on paper and then implement it. And in essence, that is what I do, is help someone put down a strategy, a goal, and write down every step they're going to take to get from where they are today to where they want to be tomorrow. And then we work on a weekly basis, and every week I will give them homework and then keep them accountable to do what it is that they say they want to do so they can reach that goal for themselves. Does giving away a lead magnet actually work? Yes, it does. Many of our customers use the strategy to grow their email list to demonstrate a classic example of how to run a social media campaign where the goal is to get new leads by giving away a lead magnet. I give you George Bryant. George is a New York Times best-selling author and the founder of Civilized Caveman Cooking Creations. He is also a lead magnet, a Lead Pages customer. George used a free social media campaign to get more of his Facebook followers to become subscribers of his email list. George took a chapter on desserts from one of his Amazon best-selling cookbooks and repackaged it as a standalone ebook with calls to action on the first page. He made a landing page and published it on Facebook using the Lead Pages Facebook publishing article option. He then set up his campaign so that anyone who downloaded the ebook would get another free gift if they shared the link to his Facebook landing page. Once George had everything in place, he started posting to all of his social media channels, including Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, and drove traffic to this page. His posts went out every 2 hours and shared lots of useful information, like recipes from his ebook or photos of the desserts he was sharing. He would also cross-promote to his different social media channels. George ran this entire campaign by hand instead of using scheduling apps. One of the things he said this allowed him to do was to be more authentic and to craft his message to appeal to his audience at that time. For instance, he gives the following tips on what to and not to do. What I wouldn't post: the free ebook is awesome. Get yours free now. What I would post is I included this paleo banana bread recipe in the book since over 2,000 people on Facebook said they loved it. Now, you can have the plus 93 other recipes for a limited time. Go enter your email address and I will send you the book. Okay. Do you understand that just saying that something is awesome and free is not what will hook people? But if you say something like, I included this paleo banana bread recipe in the book since over 2,000 people on Facebook said they loved it. Now, you can have that plus 93 other recipes for the limited time. Go enter your email address and I will send you the book. Now, do you understand what the hook is? They got one thing for free, or he promoted one thing for free, but they were getting a valuable product by downloading their ebook because they got 93 other recipes. So, when you think about it, what would be the hook with your product and how can you word it in a way that will generate more people showing an interest in your products and your services? George ran his campaign for 48 hours. By the end of his campaign, he had 12,000 leads. That's a 68% conversion rate. Of those, 9,700 were brand new leads. Will you see results like George's? That depends on your goals and how you structure your campaign. But you now know how it has been done, so you can do something similar for your business. Types of posts. There are a wide variety of posts that you can use across different social media platforms. Here are some that Sarah recommends specifically for Facebook and Twitter. Some of these can translate over to other platforms as well. Facebook, recurring posts. These are posts that you run on a daily, weekly, or monthly basis that your audience becomes familiar with. The post could be a recurring trivia question about information relating to your product to build familiarity and rapport with your audience. Sequential posts. These posts relate to one another but are posted at different times. The initial post will allude to the fact that there is a future post coming, or as will each subsequent post. A good example of this would be a series of articles to educate your audience on the benefits of your product or the many ways that it can be used. These types of campaigns are great for encouraging your audience to come back for more. With each post, there should still be something in it for them, not just hinting at a future post. Limited time campaigns. This would be an offer or a promotion that is only available for a certain time frame. This type of campaign should be limited and high value. For example, if you're a hairstylist, you can offer 15% off haircuts to everyone who calls to schedule an appointment and mentions a certain code word within a 24-hour period. Warning, this type of campaign can be extremely effective but can wear on your customer base if you conduct these nonstop. Twitter, hashtag campaigns. The hashtag or pound sign has power. According to Buffer, brands can see a 50% increase in engagement when a tweet includes a hashtag. In addition, they report tweets with one or more hashtags are 55% more likely to be retweeted. Using a hashtag before a word or phrase makes that phrase searchable with the click of a button. One way to use hashtags is to find a specific phrase or word that relates to your lead magnet. For instance, if you're hosting a webinar on being a better business coach, you should use the hashtag #BusinessCoach and encourage your followers to utilize the hashtag for a chance to win an additional lead magnet like a one-on-one coaching session. To find out if there are already a hashtag that will work for your campaign or to see what other people are using, you can search within the Twitter app or use apps like hashtagify.me or WriteTag, and Write is spelled R-I-T-E-T-A-G. Twitter chats host a question and answer session with your audience. This gives you a chance to engage directly with them, ally any fears that they have about your product, and show them all of the benefits of using your product. And you can offer a specific lead magnet to those who participate and bonuses to those who purchase during the Twitter chat. Follow-up campaigns offer a lead magnet to everyone who follows you to increase your Twitter following. Get your current followers to promote this to their own followers with the same or a different lead magnet. Retweet, share campaigns. Encourage your followers to retweet or share a specific tweet that the audience will receive a valuable lead magnet. We've done this with our template downloads and gotten a great response as well as new leads. And remember what I said about co-promote and how you can use that to retweet and help each other in marketing your business. So as you can see, there are ways that you can build and really run a successful social media campaign. It's just a matter of you understanding how to utilize these things to help you grow and build a successful business in today's marketplace. It is just a matter of learning how to do the things that can help you grow your business long term and into the future. For so many people, understanding how to use social media is something that they need to learn, or they need to utilize a company who utilizes social media and can help them with building an effective campaign. So, let's review some of the things that we've done. We've talked about how you can use companies like CodePromote and how, for instance, companies have utilized things like social media to build a business. And I would like to remind you, you can go to my website, and that website is the #1personalcareercoach.com. And you can sign up for either group or individual coaching.